98.5 Sunshine FM. Debbie Campbell showed musical talent at a young age, but it wasn't until she got up the nerve to ask her dad if she could sing with him at the Arizona State Fair in 1987 that her musical ambitions started to take shape. Of course, she had big shoes to fill. Her father is the legendary Glenn Campbell. Debbie has performed with her father many times since, and in February, she'll be in Perth when her dad takes to the stage of Burswood Theatre with the West Australian Symphony Orchestra. She joins me now on the line. Debbie Campbell, welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thank you very much, Rodney.
I guess I've got to ask, first up, is singing now your full-time job?
No. Well, it was for a while because we were doing both so much, but I'm a flight attendant.
I mean, that's interesting. I guess, you know, we sometimes think that people who have famous parents, they're just going to go into showbiz, and yet you took a very normal kind of job, didn't you?
I have. I've been a flight attendant for 20 years.
And you still enjoy the flying?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
And, of course, you're getting to fly to Perth in Western Australia early next year. Is this your first time coming to Australia?
No, we came. I can't remember what year it was. I want to say it was like probably about 10 years ago. We did a whole month over there in Australia.
So you know a little bit about Perth then?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I just love all of Australia. It's just incredible. What an incredible little country you got over there.
Now, you sing along with your dad, but during the performances, you do your own set too, don't you?
I do. Yes, I do. Now, it'll be different with the symphony probably than our normal show that we did when we were there, because I do a lot more in the show when we're not with the symphony.
What is the great thing about singing along with your dad? I guess, you know, there's that battle between not wanting to live in his shadow, but also wanting to say, Dad, I admire what you do and I want to be part of it.
Well, it's a great opportunity for Dad and I to be together because I didn't grow up with him. You know, I lived with my mom and stepdad, so I wasn't around Dad an awful lot growing up. And so now it's kind of like this is our time, which is really neat because we get to share something together.
So you really got to see your dad's career a little bit from a distance.
Right, exactly. It's really neat the time that we've been able to spend together the last 20 years, you know, on the road together, learning how to have a relationship.
And, of course, your father has had a very wide career. A lot of people know his history in country music, but there's a lot more to your father's music than that, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. He's a huge, huge fan. I have him all over my walls.
And, of course, he ran a very successful variety show on television, the Good Time Hour. Did you ever get to be a part of that?
I didn't. I never was on one of those shows.
Did you ever meet all the people that your dad was hanging around with in those early years, or was it a bit more distant than that?
Yeah, I would go and spend every summer with him. So it's not like I was secluded from him, but I met John Wayne, I met Elvis Presley, I just met Cher, Anne Murray, you know, a wide spectrum of artists. Of course, the Beach Boys, you know. Yeah, I've met quite a few people that Dad's been connected with over the years.
Well, yeah, he had a very big connection with the Beach Boys in those early days, didn't he?
I know, I love it, yeah. I've got a really neat picture that I just acquired of him and Mike Love and Al Jardine. When he was a Beach Boy.
Is it hard to piece together, you know, this guy that you know as Dad, does it seem that he's the same guy that is Glenn Campbell, this superstar?
No, it is never even, no, I've never even made the connection. It's hard because when he was the superstar, I wasn't with him as much. And then, you know, he's still a superstar in my eyes and very many other people, I'm sure, but it's just, different. It's a different time now than it was, you know, in the 60s and 70s.
Well, your father has a very wide range of musical interests and has performed some amazing music over the years. But what about your musical taste? Did you take on his musical interests, or what sort of music do you enjoy performing?
I enjoy performing not so much country, but I have a wide spectrum also. Like, I love Barbra Streisand. I love the Carpenters. I love Trisha Yearwood, Wynonna Judd. You know, I mean, I have a wide spectrum also. But when I perform with Dad, I have to pretty much perform music that cater to the audiences that he draws.
I guess there would be a fairly wide range in that audience that he draws because he has had such a musical influence over the years.
Right, that's true. But I have to be careful. I can't go out and sing Diana Ross, you know, which I like her songs too. It's just, Patsy Cline, Dusty Springfield. You know, there's a wide range of artists that I've performed throughout the shows with Dad.
Now, you say that you perform with your father. You also have a full-time job as a flight attendant, and you're also a mother. How do you juggle all these things?
Well, I don't really have to juggle the kids anymore because they're all out of the house. Because my kids are all grown.
Your relationship with them, I guess that's something that's very precious to you, knowing that...
Oh, absolutely. They're my world. My kids have been my world. You know, I just adore all of them, you know, but they're off in the world doing their own thing, scattered, you know. I've got one in California with Dad, working in his office, and one in New York, and then one that lives here in Phoenix, and she has a daughter. So I have an 11-year-old granddaughter, which means Dad has an 11-year-old great-granddaughter.
And the family goes on. Are there any of your kids that have musical interest?
My daughter has a really good voice. My granddaughter has a phenomenal voice, but you know, right now it's too early. We've got her in piano. My daughter is a dental assistant, so that's where her, you know, job has taken her. But so no, as far as pursuing a career, maybe the granddaughter eventually. We'll let her form her own way.
There are no plans at the moment to have a concert with several generations of Campbells up on stage?
We have had with Ashley, my sister and I, and we've sang with Dad when he did a show with Jimmy Webb, and Ashley and I performed on stage together with Dad.
What has been the real highlight of performing with your dad? You're saying that it's being able to form that relationship that you never really had, but what about when you get on stage? Is there a special connection there?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, we just gel, you know. It's just great. I can't explain the feeling. It's just, you know, it's awesome every time.
And what are your hopes for the future? Do you want to just continue performing with your dad, or have you ever thought of doing your own concerts, or are you just happy with the way that things are right now?
Well, I'm happy with the way things are right now. I did have my own band for a while, probably for about 5 years, and I traveled. I did a lot of shows, but it got so busy with when Dad opened his theater in Branson, between the theater in Branson, trying to be a mom to my kids, and then flying my other job, it got to be too much, so I disbanded the group. But my manager and I have been talking, you know, in the last month or so, of if Dad is seriously wanting to retire, I'm not ready to quit singing, so let's see where we're going to go from there. So I'm just kind of waiting to see what Dad's plans are.
Well, it's going to be wonderful to have you back in Australia, and certainly back in Perth performing with the West Australian Symphony Orchestra, who is just a magnificent orchestra. But before you go, I've got to find out, what's Christmas going to be like for you?
Well, I'm here in Phoenix. Dad and them are in California. I do believe they're coming over, but I'll be spending it with my mom, who lives here in Phoenix, and my sister from her and my stepdad, and my daughter and granddaughter. And I think Dad and Kim are going to come over on Christmas Eve, and so I'll see them Christmas Eve and then the other family Christmas Day. And then I'll fly the next day, and I'll go off and do my work, you know. There's no stopping.
It sounds like a very busy life, and we look forward to seeing you perform in Western Australia. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. And will we be seeing you?
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, that would be great. All right. Well, thank you, Rodney.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, bye.